This next item is also from a Bollywood film, and it's called E Meri Zohar Jabi in Double Dadra Tal.
तुझे मालूम नहीं तू अभी तक है हसी और मैं जवान तुम पे कुर्बान मेरी जान ए मेरी जोहर जदी तुझे मालूम नहीं तू अभी तक है हसी और मैं जवान तुम पे कुर्बान मेरी जान ये शोखियाँ हैं बाखपन जो तुझ में है कहीं नहीं दिलों को जीतने का फन तो तुझ में है कहीं नहीं दिलों को जीतने का फन तुझ में है कहीं नहीं मैं तेरी आँख में पा गया तो जहाँ ए मेरी जोहर जबी तुझे मालूम नहीं तू अभी तक है हसी और मैं जवान तू पे कुर्बान मेरी जान तू मीठे बोल जान मन जो मुस्कुरा के बोल दे तो धड़कनों में आज भी शराबी रंग घोल दे ओ सनम में तेरा आशिक जाविदा ए मेरी जोहर जबी तुझे मालूम नहीं तू अभी तक है हसी और मैं जवान तुम पे कुर्बान मेरी जान तुम पे कुर्बान मेरी जान तुम पे कुर्बान मेरी जान जान
When we talk about the lyrical form, again, this begins with poetry. I think Rumi is often mentioned as someone who in fact, although he's Persian, he wrote in either this form or something very, very close to it. Now, I know when it comes to Rumi, there have been debates, we'll say, about exactly how carnal the love he speaks about is. Al-Nasir, you've talked about the love and the longing in the ghazal form and that it extends to nature. The beauty of nature could be equal to the beauty of your beloved. But I know that in the Rumi debate, there are some people who say this is not like randy poetry. This is about a spiritual commitment that's as great as eroticism or something. Is there a tension in some of the lyrical content or the way outsiders perceive it that's equal to that?
No, that's very true what you say. However, the modern ghazal format was actually created by Mirza Ghalib, the poet Mirza Ghalib, who is recognized universally as the most recent poet that has the present ghazal form factor has taken the roots from, a very eccentric poet, and who changed things from being more rigid in the times of Jalaluddin Rumi to becoming more, expressing more with the diversification of the love, the sorrows, the joys, the comparison with nature and beauty.
So you're saying that it's a rootsy form. It's not a philosophical form. It's very much about the human heart first.
Correct. And I think any modern ghazal singer will agree that they have taken the poetic knowledge of Mirza Ghalib and included in some sort of form factor in the way that they present themselves.
Lastly, the instruments that you're playing on. Usually when I see a tabla player sit down, I see two drums, and Pavan, you have three. And also the harmonium on a sir that you're playing is unique, a unique edition of this instrument. Can the two of you talk about what these instruments are that you've been playing?
Well, in the Western world, it may seem very unique, but it's a very common instrument originated from France, exported to India and popularized in India for many, many years. The original form of the harmonium was sort of like a church reed organ, and it still remains a reed organ, very mechanical. There's no electronics involved in it. It's the reeds are vibrated to produce a sound using bellows. Now, today's modern version of the harmonium is more compact and more transportable than the upright versions. It's surprising and an amazing fact that I didn't know until I visited the Laredo Chapel in Santa Fe. And during the narration, it caught my ear that the music that was being played in the background, and it says so in the narration as well, was a harmonium. So the harmonium not only has roots dating back to France, but it has made its way to New Mexico many, many years ago.
But the specific instrument that you have in the studio with us and that you're playing tonight is sort of the last edition from a certain family of builders. Is that correct?
That's correct. Making harmoniums is a very unique, distinct, and a trait that has been handed down from generation to generation. My harmonium that I use was given to me by my ustad, my mentor.
Master or teacher. Right.
Exactly, yeah. My mentor. And it is almost 35 years old. It is manufactured by D.S. Ram Singh and Brothers from India, from Bombay. 35 years ago was when the reeds that were available were very painstakingly made and implanted into the harmonium. There was no mass manufacture of harmoniums at that time. It was a special order thing that you had requested, and it took almost 6 months to make. Today, there are harmonium manufacturers available which produce them in mass quantities for export purposes. So in that manner, I'm very honored and privileged to own a very unique instrument. Mm-hmm. And that family no longer makes harmoniums anymore because there's no one left in that family to continue that tradition.
Well, privileged once again. And then Pavan, am I just being silly thinking that tabla is just two drums?
No, you're right, actually. Tabla usually and always has two drums, a bass drum and a sharper drum. And the tablas that I brought today, they are from Hyderabad, my hometown in India. And like Al-Nazir has mentioned here, any musical instrument in India, you'll see families dedicated to making them. And that's their family business and family affair and everything. And the tablas that you saw today are actually by a famous tabla maker called Akbar Mia and Sons, a seventh generation tabla maker. And I actually have to make a trip to India just to pick my instruments because they're so unique. And it's an interesting question that you ask about instruments because most audiences or most critics don't don't pay much attention to the instruments. But if you ask a musician about their instruments, it's very important and very personal. It's like asking a parent about their kids.
Right.
There's a lot to talk about.
And if we're watching you, if you're on a stage, we're all distant, but we're right on top of you in this little studio, so we can see what your babies look like.
काबे का एहतराम भी मेरी नजर में है काबे का एहतराम भी मेरी नजर में है सर किस तरफ तरफ झुकाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, सर किस तरफ झुकाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, अब क्या गजल सुनाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, से तेरी निगाह मस्त ने मखनूर कर दिया, तेरी निगाह मस्त ने मखनूर कर दिया, क्या मैं कदे को जाऊं, क्या मैं कदे को जाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, क्या मैं कदे को जाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, अब क्या गजल सुनाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, कैसे सुकून पाऊं, कैसे सुकून पाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, कैसे सुकून पाऊं तुझे देखने के बाद, कैसे।
You've been listening to Ghazals and Music of Bollywood as performed live and recorded in our own Studio A. You heard Al-Nasir Qassam on vocals and harmonium, Pavan Kalasikam on tabla,